The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, what a day. Like, I feel like we're in, detox. Like, this is NFL detox. We only have one game in the season. It's the Super Bowl. It's the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Ravens are going home. Well, they already were home. And then the Lions, they had to travel home. They had to travel home after their coach said, I ain't kicking nothing. Just fourth down, I'm going for it. Fourth down again, I'm going for it. And then he went home. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy and thrilled to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. So if you're on the ride home from work or to work or you're at home or you're somewhere else, thank you for listening. We've had a full show. Thank you so much to Coach Herman Edwards for joining us. Yeah, Coach Herm joined us. Yeah, he came through. He's an analyst on ESPN now, and he coached the Jets. He coached the Chiefs and coached at Arizona State, and he came through and provided us with some perspective just on everything. I asked him about Dan Campbell. He's just like, well, he just did what he's done all year long. I asked him about Brock Purdy. He said, man, when I was in college coaching, I tried to get Brock Purdy to be my quarterback at Arizona State. Coach Herm Edwards came through and dropped some knowledge. If you missed the interview, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. People ask me all the time, how can I listen to the show? Or, I missed the first hour. Or, my affiliate is stupid. And it's just Odyssey app. Shout outs to all the folks who are listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people listening on SiriusXM 158, and everybody tuning in right now on a smart speaker. Yeah, if you got Alexa, Siri, Google, whatever these stupid things are, these robots, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, because this is an interactive show, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm on the internet as well. If you're sitting around on Facebook, I'm on Facebook at JR Sport Brief. If you're on Instagram and you just like looking at photos all day and, I don't know, looking at Shade Room or a Complex, I don't know. Hickey, what else is there to look? I don't know what else is on IG. Naked people, right, on it? Naked people on Instagram?
No. That's actually one of the few things I think that Instagram blocks.
Oh, that's Twitter.
Twitter yes. Twitter's the Wild West where there's no limitations, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of naked people on Twitter, which has become a social media disaster. Anyway, I'm not naked on none of these things, but I am at JR Sport Brief, okay? We got to do a lot here in this hour. Unfortunately, I'm only here for one more hour, and then I got to shut up and leave. That's just how it goes, okay? This is just what it is. And we got plenty of time to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl matchup that we have on February 11th. And I do want to give a recap. First of all, how about this? I see Doc Rivers is getting ready to make his debut with the Nuggets. The New York Knicks, I got them on one screen. They have no Julius Randle. They're smacking Charlotte 101-83. Joel Embiid, I guess that knee injury wasn't just a joke out in Denver. Joel Embiid is not playing tonight in Portland. So just some quick NBA updates. But let's go back a few days. And I'm going to get to the phones in a second. But let's go back a few days to Friday. But yeah, the last day I was here, okay? We had a whole conversation about quarterbacks facing and feeling the most pressure. And I said, Patrick Mahomes, man, not even in the conversation. Patrick Mahomes is like the boogeyman. No pressure. This is what he does. And I mean, at this stage, Patrick Mahomes is going back to another Super Bowl. It's like a birthright for a dude who's I don't even think he's 28 years old yet. This is just brand new territory for everybody else just trying to get over the hump. We've had Tom Brady. We have exited the Brady era. We're in the era of Patrick Mahomes. Didn't feel no pressure. And the guy I said who would feel the most pressure, would have the most to prove, his whole team just flopped. Because Patrick Mahomes took his lunch money early and he couldn't get it back. That's Lamar Jackson. Yes, Goff, you know, didn't get the job done. We know about Purdy. I said he felt a lot of pressure. He did get the job done. And from the case of Lamar Jackson, you know, following their loss to the big bad Patrick Mahomes, Lamar spoke after the game and he basically said, yeah, we made too many mistakes to go out there and win. Listen to Lamar Jackson.
Can't turn the ball over, you know, fumble, interception, stuff like that. It gave them the opportunity to, you know, put points on the board and win the game. We get in that red zone. It's been our touchdown all season, you know. We just got to finish, and we didn't do a good job on finish.
Yeah, they didn't finish. I mean, we saw drop passes. We saw fumbles. We saw taunting. We saw a ball going to triple coverage. I mean, I thought I was drunk. I wasn't. But I'm like, how many defenders are there? Is it one or am I seeing three? Oh, no, there's actually three there. Lamar Jackson got a lot of thinking to do throughout the offseason. The offense and Todd Monken has a lot of thinking to do this offseason as Lamar Jackson now has a postseason record of 2-4, even though he likely has another MVP coming his way. Somebody else not getting his second shot at a Super Bowl is Jared Goff. All right? Jared Goff and the Lions, they were able to take a lead early. And then their coach, he got a little too aggressive late. Yeah, Dan Campbell doesn't know what a scalpel is. He only knows how to use a chainsaw. And so we talked about this earlier in the show, about his aggressiveness and not kicking the field goals and just going for it. But then Jared Goff spoke after the game, and Jared Goff talked about just falling short.
I think running through my head this whole postseason and certainly this week was, you know, how rare these opportunities are. I've been so fortunate to have two of them, but a lot of guys go along, you know, long careers without being in these spots. So I was very aware of how hard it is and didn't take it for granted.
Can't take it for granted. It's like what his coach said, you know, Dan Campbell after the game. Dan Campbell just like, yeah, I don't know if we'll be back here. It's tough to get back here. That came out of Dan Campbell's mouth. And for Jared Goff, I don't want to say he was on a revenge tour, but he certainly wanted to prove his worth as a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And not too shabby to go to a championship game, another NFC championship game if you're Jared Goff, because it's not easy. There is a guy that does make it look easy. There is a dude who just shows up and goes to work and lights everybody up. There is a guy whose numbers in the postseason look ridiculous because he's playing against some of the top talent in the NFL, and that's Patrick Mahomes. The numbers make no sense whatsoever. Let me tell you this. Yeah, okay, sure. The Chiefs score the first two times, end up beating the Ravens 17-10. Listen to these numbers for Patrick Mahomes. He has played the equivalent of a season. He has 17 playoff games on his resume. These are playoff games. This is the best of the best of the best. He has a record of 14-3. He has passed for 4,800 yards. And against the best of the best of the best in 17 games in the postseason, Patrick Mahomes has thrown 39 touchdowns to only 7 interceptions. That is ridiculous. That is an MVP, super MVP ratio against the best. That's an MVP in the regular season. This is what he's doing against playoff competition. 39 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. And Patrick Mahomes, he spoke and said, man, even going to another Super Bowl, my fourth and five years, he's like, yeah, I don't take it for granted.
You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any. And so it truly is special. Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special. But I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
Oh, yeah, that good team is going to be the 49ers. And what a difference the other quarterback is coming from. What a difference. Or what a difference in background the other dude is coming from, and that's Brock Purdy. Not expected to be here, not expected to be in the NFL, but here he is. Still not necessarily getting the full credit for what he's been able to accomplish. People still looking at what he's done, thinking that he's just replaceable, that you, me, and Sam Darnold could wake up and play a team to 2 consecutive NFC championship games. They basically got this guy off of the street. Doesn't even make $1 million a year. Helped win the game yesterday by scrambling, making people go, oh, crap, I didn't know Brock Purdy can run like that. And now where's he running? To the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy said after the game, he's like, listen, y'all, all my life I've had to fight. Listen.
I've never been the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, or any of that. I feel like I've always sort of had to fight for what I get and work for what I get. But God's always given me an opportunity, whether that was in high school, college, and then obviously in the NFL. Getting drafted last, people, you know, overlook you and all that kind of stuff, and then all you need is an opportunity and when watch and see what he does. You know, I put my faith and trust in him, and he's gotten me where I'm at. So when I'm down 17 at half, honestly, I'm just like thinking, like, all right, God, you've taken me here, and win or lose, I'm going to glorify you. And that's my peace. That's the joy. That's the steadfastness. That's where I get it from, and that's the honest truth. So I leaned into that, and sure enough, we were able to come back.
Hey, the guy got faith. The guy got confidence. The guy got legs. The guy got wheels. Hey, listen, whatever keeps you even, right? His teammates, they got his back, too. His teammates are like, he deserves respect. I saw Nick Bosa. He was talking after the game. He was on the field with CBS, with Josina Anderson, and he's just like, man, what are people still saying about this guy? Listen.
I don't pay attention to the media much, but whoever's talking shit about Brock Purdy, what do you have now?
Oh, okay. Well, listen. And what message do you feel like Brock Purdy sent with this type of game?
He's the best game manager in the league.
Oh, nice sarcasm there. I like that. Let's hear from another dude. I think less profanity. This happens to be Christian McCaffrey. Someone else who, by the way, happens to be an official MVP finalist, along with, guess who, Brock Purdy. This is what Christian McCaffrey had to say about his teammate, Brock.
I don't have, you know, enough good things to say about Brock. You know, all he's done since he's been here is play at an elite level, and everything starts with him. And I'm just really, we're lucky he's our quarterback. You know, I mean, he takes a lot of heat for absolutely no reason. You know, all he's done is been a great leader, been a great player. And I'm so proud of him and pumped up that I get another one with him this year.
Yeah, people just got to say something, right? Can't leave well enough alone. Got to say something. Well, anybody could do it. Well, look at all the guys he's playing with. I mean, are you smart enough to evaluate him for him? Like, for what he's doing? Can you think outside the box? You sure you want to throw anybody else out there and they're going to have the same exact results? You want to tell me if I take, I don't know, a Teddy Bridgewater or a Gardner Minshew, they're gonna throw 31 touchdowns to 11 interceptions? I don't think so. Easier said than done. Yes, the 49ers are a stacked team. They also happen to have a damn good quarterback who's in the MVP race. I don't think you just wake up and do that because you are an amazing game manager. And so as we talked about and discussed pressure, Patrick Mahomes, he don't feel no pressure. He's the boogeyman. He's the guy underneath the bed. He's the dude in the closet that you do not want to see as a child. Josh Allen don't want to see him. Lamar Jackson doesn't want to see him. And on the other hand, you got a guy in Brock Purdy, it sounds like he ain't worried about nothing. Like French Montana said, he ain't worried about nothing. How about that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ed is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you doing? You know, one thing about Purdy, that San Francisco, they ain't got to pay him for a long time. You know,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, he's not eligible until next year for a contract extension, correct?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, they can spread that wealth out to other players. And he's the kind of player, too, is depends how it goes. He ain't going to want all that kind of money because he knows for a fact is what makes a team, you know? I mean, my wife is sitting in the kitchen yesterday, and I don't know. You know, everybody has a name for Purdy, you know, how it goes. My wife came up with one, and I said, you know, that's amazing. I really haven't seen that one out there yet, you know, or people with their signs and stuff. She said, he was talking in a press conference. You know what she said is, he's so Purdy. I said, what'd you say?
Oh, and no.
That's what she came up with.
Oh, Ed, you didn't have to share that one. That's corny, but thank you.
I know, that's what she said, so.
Yeah, terrible.
I know, but it's great.
What else you got? Anything else?
Listen.
Yes.
You know, it's like with Mahomes, he doesn't throw interceptions. He's smart with the ball. He gets rid of the ball, you know? And he's in a lot of people. He's like Magic or Michael or Bird. He's in a lot of players' heads. You know, when you have to, I don't know if you can got a good game plan, you know what I'm saying? With him. And I like the way Kansas City D was. They spied. They put a spy on Jackson. People wasn't really realizing. If you looked at their defense, every time he was about to break, they had a spy right there waiting on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he had to throw the ball 37 times, which is certainly not the game plan.
Right, but they're a good offensive running team. Why do you get yourself out the game like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we discussed we discussed that earlier in the show with Coach Herman Edwards, and he pretty much said the same exact thing. And I think it is really this simple, and thank you, Ed, for calling from PA. It just boils down to the fact that, hey, Baltimore was down. They looked across the field at the boogeyman, and they felt that the only way that they were going to stay competitive into the game was to start throwing it around. And that's not out of the ordinary. That is not unusual. When you're down, in order to catch up, a lot of times you just got to go out there and throw that rock. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you doing, bud?
I'm excellent. Matt, please, go on ahead.
I've been listening for a long time, and so... Like, I got to change up what I need to talk about. But going back to Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes, one of your other callers was like, hey, Lamar Jackson, you know, isn't like caliber of Patrick Mahomes. I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan through and through. But, man, Lamar Jackson is an amazing, amazing quarterback. And I think he's, like, now the most highly paid quarterback now.
Wait, you saying Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid? No, he's not.
No. I didn't say Patrick Mahomes. I think it's Lamar Jackson and then Joe Burrow.
These guys are making 52 and 53, and one makes $500,000 more than the other, yes.
Yeah, and so... Brock Purdy, gotta love this cat.
Makes less than a mil, yes.
I know. And, well, he makes more than I do. But,
I'm sure.
Gotta give love to Brock Purdy. So, when the NFC and the AFC championship was coming up, all the predictions was 49ers, Ravens, Super Bowl, 49ers is going to beat the Ravens.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, are you predicted. Hey, Matt, are you okay? What the heck you been doing?
Nothing.
Are you sure? Hey, do me a favor. Who's going to win the game? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Give me an answer.
Chiefs.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Call me back next week. Let's dive into it a little bit more, okay?
See you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Matt, for calling from Arkansas. Hey, perfect answer. Hey, Matt, what are you doing? Nothing. I know you're doing nothing, and that's the problem. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, by the way, if you're so interested in the quarterback salaries, Joe Burrow is making 55 per. Justin Herbert is making 52 and a half. Lamar Jackson is making a flat 52. Yeah, all the quarterbacks are going broke. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I do want to update you. Speaking of money with quarterbacks, there is a quarterback who is, he's pretty much let everybody know what type of money he's looking for. I'll explain. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, all the conversations that we've had about quarterbacks, whether it be a Lamar Jackson or Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, we got news on a quarterback who's not even healthy right now. We got news on a quarterback who tore his Achilles in his eighth game of this past season. He was leading the NFL in touchdowns at the time. It's Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is in the news because we got a little bit of a report here that Kirk Cousins is looking for some major money and some major cash in free agency. If you did not know, yes, Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent. And it was reported by Charles Walters of the St. Paul Pioneer Press of the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, that Kirk Cousins is looking for, at minimum, a two-year contract guaranteed $90 million. What does that mean? Kirk Cousins is looking for, simple math here, $45 million a season. And we know more recently, as I just discussed prior to the break, Joe Burrow right now this minute is at the top of the heap. He is making $55 million per, and then you start moving into Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. They're making $52 and $51 million. So not out of the realm of possibility to look at Kirk Cousins and say, hey, for my quality of play and what I've been able to do, yeah, you're not going to pay me $50 million. But go ahead and give me 45. A couple of things to keep in mind. Kirk Cousins just tore his Achilles. Also, by the time next season starts, and I know quarterbacks are now playing until they're 45 years old, Kirk Cousins is going to be 36 at the start of next season. So not all that cost prohibitive, I think, to bring him on if he is fully healthy and pay him $45 million per. Now, Is that pricing out the Minnesota Vikings? I would think so. Justin Jefferson, arguably, sans any type of his own injuries, he's probably the best, if not one of the best, we know he is, wide receivers in the entire NFL. They're eventually going to have to pay Justin Jefferson. And so Kirk Cousins, his days in Minnesota might be done unless you take him at his word. And maybe he considers 45 per to be a discount. When he spoke to the media, final press conference, regular season, torn Achilles, I'm rehabbing. By the way, he's supposed to be ahead of schedule. Kirk Cousins was talking a little bit about a discount. Listen to this.
I think that God has blessed me financially beyond my wildest dreams. So at this stage in my career, the dollars are really not what it's about. I had a coach who I was with, who was a younger coach at the time. This was back 8-9 years ago. And I was before my first franchise tag. And we were talking about the situation, and he made a great comment. And he said, Kirk, it's not about the dollars, but it is about what the dollars represent. And I thought that was an interesting comment that he made. So there will always be some of that. But to Dave's point, structure is probably more important.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to find out soon enough. We're going to figure out what a discount means for Kirk Cousins, who apparently is going to be able to start throwing in about a month. Good for him. I mean, there could be, well, there are teams all over the NFL that are just, quote unquote, a quarterback away. I mean, if I got to take a look at the Falcons, I mean, is Kirk Cousins an option for them? I mean, they got all this talent in the world. They need somebody to throw the ball, or are they looking at Justin Fields? So half the damn NFL needs a quarterback, and Kirk Cousins, is he going to be available? Who knows? He might stick around with the Vikings. We'll find out sooner than later. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hunter is calling from Tampa. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hunter?
What's up, JR? Just had
What's
a quick question.
Yes.
Brock Purdy's contract's coming up. Is John Lynch going to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league? And does his performance at the Super Bowl affect that contract? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes, and absolutely, Hunter. Thank you for calling from Tampa. There's going to be a difference between Brock Purdy going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl versus losing the Super Bowl versus going to the Super Bowl and getting annihilated versus going to the Super Bowl and winning it all and winning it big. But here's something else to consider. Brock Purdy is under contract for this season. This one coming up later this year, 2024. Brock Purdy is also under contract next season for, quote unquote, only $1 million. And so, yeah, Brock Purdy making $1 million, Patrick Mahomes on a discount making 40, 45, and then Joe Burrow, who's been to a Super Bowl. And who knows, Brock Purdy is only making around $1 million a season. Joe Burrow's making 55, and Brock Purdy might beat him to the punch in regards to winning. But this is difficult to say. They don't have to tender him a contract extension until next year. And we all know injuries are part of things. He could wake up and be completely gone. You have no idea. We are so far away, but we do know Brock Purdy has to finish out this contract. Like, there's no alterations. There are no adjustments. This is flat, period, straight to the point when you're drafted. You know how much you get. And this is where Brock Purdy is. And of course, the Super Bowl will have bearing. But I think the beginning of next season and how the year starts off will have bearing as well. He may go to the Super Bowl and throw 3 interceptions and all of a sudden, quote unquote, he's lost it. There's so much that could happen between now and then. But of course, his play in the Super Bowl, it's going to have some say as to what his deal looks like. But if he's healthy, I don't think he's going to be making $1 million anymore. I think we can go ahead and boost and up that number without a shadow of a doubt. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, matter of fact, I'll tell you this right now. Because this is the NFL, and we will see Brock Purdy play in about 2 weeks. You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions, they do apply. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then how about this? Doc Rivers is debuting tonight. I guess he finally decided to show up to work. He took the guy's job. Might as well show up and actually do the work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy day we've had here. A busy night. Man, AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game. We got basically 2 weeks to talk about the Super Bowl. Talked about Kirk Cousins before we went to the break. Coach Herman Edwards came through on the show, and he joined us to talk about some of these decisions by Dan Campbell with the fourth downs and going for it all the damn time, and talked about Purdy and Lamar Jackson. And these will be conversations that will be had over the next, you know, several weeks. And the boogeyman, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, you know, not going to get a lot of attention. I think you can thank Dan Campbell for that one, as we know coaches are important. And speaking of coaches, you know, I mentioned this, Marco Belletti mentioned it as well. Doc Rivers is making his debut. Right now, he's standing on the sidelines. I'm watching it here in the studio. I mean, Ray Allen and Bill Walton are on the broadcast I'm watching. I wish I could turn them off. I probably can. Denver leads Milwaukee 32-30. Doc Rivers met with the media for the first time over the weekend on Saturday, actually, and he dropped some knowledge on receiving this job. And you decide how honest he is or not. I don't know why he would be lying. But he says, I don't wish this experience on anybody being hired, fired. Listen to Doc.
Listen, I've never done this. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I can tell you that just from the day and a half. But it's going to be a challenge. It's a challenge that I'm running towards. Got to get organized quickly, you know. Can't try to do too much too soon. We're in the middle of a season, so we got to try to keep our rhythm.
Oh, damn. He doesn't wish this experience on anybody? I mean, what about the guy who just got fired? What's worse, getting this job or the guy who lost this job in Adrian Griffin? A little bit of perspective, Doc. Come on, man, please. And then he went about talking about how he procured the job. When did you find out that you received it? What was the process, Doc? Fill us in.
For me, it was just a strange day because I was flying to Dallas. I was going to do the ESPN game on that Wednesday, and I flew up early because I wanted to, you know, spend time with my daughter, who lives there, and Seth, my son-in-law, plays for the Mavs. And I'm terrible with my phone. You'll find that out. I have my phone off. And I walk in my daughter's house, and she's asking me about the news. I'm thinking that some political news happened, you know, and then she told me, and then I turned my phone on to a lot of messages.
Urgent
messages that I hadn't answered. So it was a strange day.
Oh, Doc Rivers, he turns his phone off. That's nice. Hey, Hickey, do you turn your phone off?
Only when it's, like, overheating and you gotta reset it. Otherwise, no, sir.
Ah, like last week, my phone was almost exploded here in the studio. Okay.
That's right. That's right. And you turned it off for what? The first time in how long?
Oh, my God. Off?
Yeah, off. Oof.
I guess the only other time I turned it off, I guess, was to avert disaster. You're probably right. Maybe, I don't know, months ago, probably?
Wow. And I mean, Doc does it on the reg, I guess.
Do not disturb does exist. Does Doc know that?
Oh, I love Do Not Disturb.
Yeah,
love
Doc Rivers. Somebody needs to fill Doc Rivers in on that. It goes, well, anyway, I don't know. You think he got an Android, or what has Doc Rivers got?
He's definitely, if you text him, the green dot shows up for sure.
Oh, okay. He might have a ladybug phone. I don't know. Anyway. Hey, good luck to Doc Rivers. Let's see what the Milwaukee Bucks do throughout the course of the season. 855-212-4CBS. Now, this is my favorite part. When the phone lines are full, and I got all these people on the phone listening to me, and I just tell them I want to get on as many people as possible, and someone will go, "Hey, JR, how you doing?" I'm going to go, "I'm fine." They go, "I'm happy that you're fine, JR." And I go, "Well, what do you want to talk about?" "Well, JR, I want to talk about what you've been talking about." Listen, folks, I want to get on everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out. So if you make your point very quickly, I can get everybody on, and it doesn't have to feel rushed. So everybody gets, let's say, 30 seconds. That means you got to hit the point, let's talk, and then I can go to the next caller to try to be respectful of everybody's time. Hickey, do you think we'll be successful?
Probably not. I hope so, but I doubt it.
Let's see what caller screws it up. You ready?
Let's do it.
855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Matt, what's up?
Not going to screw it up, I promise. The Niners are 0-30 with any other quarterback under Kyle Shanahan when losing by more than 5 points in the fourth quarter. Brock Purdy is now 2-0 in the playoffs against two playoff caliber teams, and he just annihilated the second half. So I just want to let everybody know that he deserves some respect.
Oh, well, thank you. So, Matt, that was actually an excellent call. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. That's good. Yeah, we got one down. That was an excellent call. And, yeah, I mean, how much more credit can you give Brock Purdy? The guy's helped lead two game-winning comebacks in two consecutive weeks in the postseason. Not too shabby. Tony's here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, real quick. I've been listening to all the national media about, you know, for the greatness of the Kansas City Chiefs and all of that. And listen, congratulations, they won. But I watched the game over today, and what I looked at was we were a couple of bad calls and a drop pass in the end zone away from probably the game either going into overtime or the Ravens winning the game outright. So, you know, the game is a game of inches. Anything can happen at any time, and I feel like all we got to do is reset and come back next year.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony, for calling from Maryland. That's all easier said than done. I mean, if we played the coulda, woulda, shoulda game, it wasn't just a game of inches. I don't care about a drop. When you take a look at the accumulation of everything that went wrong, in particular their strategy, I wish I could be so optimistic. How many more times can we look at the Baltimore Ravens go, I don't know, 13-4, win 13 games, win 14? Like, who cares? There's a reason why throughout the course of the year we don't talk about the Ravens. And it's not so much because they're not exciting or they're not winning, because you reach a point in time where, hey, there's an expectation and you're supposed to get over it. It's sort of like when people – you know, talk about how well they take care of their kids. And I know some people take care of their kids like crap, but when people kind of pat themselves on the back for things they're supposed to do. It's like, yeah, y'all are good. Y'all have been good. We expect y'all to win games. We expect y'all to be good. But I got to wait until January to see what you're really going to do. I wouldn't be so optimistic. Yeah, if he's healthy, they'll win another bunch of games next year. Who cares? What you going to do? My apologies, Hulk Hogan, I stole it. But what are you going to do when you get to January? 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Alabama.
JR.
Yes, go ahead, Tim. I think we found our guy. Go ahead, Tim, quickly.
Hey, man, I'm over here on the rugby, brother. Hey, sounds like Doc Rivers don't really want that job. You, on the other hand, you're the best sports talk radio show host in the nation. When are you going to boost up to your next damn level? Also, yeah. What is your prediction on the Super Bowl?
Well, thank you, Tim, for calling from Alabama. Well, listen, man, I'm already boosted up. Second of all, my prediction for the Super Bowl, I like Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I got 2 weeks to explain. And what is it? He said something about his phone the first time. He got a rugby. Ah, he called me from a rugby phone. Great. I'm glad that it works. 855-212-4CBS. Chelsea calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chelsea?
Hey, just to all due respect to Kirk Cousins, but only one quarterback has played to 45, and that was Tom Brady. The second oldest currently is Aaron Rodgers, who's only paid $75 million, who's a four-time MVP, one-time Super Bowl MVP, and was only paid $75 million for 2 years. Are we really going to pay Kirk Cousins that much for 2 years?
Who is we?
The Vikings, any kind of team that are interested in winning a Super Bowl. If we look at the other quarterbacks, we've got 35-year-old Russell Wilson, who's on his way out of Denver, 35-year-old Geno Smith, who just lost his head coach. At what point do we say quarterback is a young man's game?
Well, I think we're very much aware that quarterback is a young man's game. And my point about Tom Brady being 45, that was said in jest. I'm not expecting every quarterback to go to 45 years old. The same way I'm not expecting every all-star and future Hall of Famer in the NBA to stick around and hold all the records like LeBron James is doing at age 20. But having said that, the players and athletes are playing longer. And in a sport like the NFL, where we certainly have had an adjustment in the rules and the protection of quarterbacks, I think it's quite reasonable to think that in this current day and age, in this era, that we do see quarterbacks stick around and play closer to 40. And, yeah, do I think Russell Wilson's going to fall off the face of the earth? No. Do I think he'll get his chance and opportunity as a veteran? Yeah. And so Kirk Cousins, hey, I wouldn't be shocked. I expect him, yeah, if he wants to shoot for $45 million per year. We talked about the Minnesota Vikings and him saying that he might give him a hometown discount. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't fall in that 40 to 45 range, especially coming out of $37 million, knowing that somebody like Dak Prescott is sitting at 40. It seems reasonable. I mean, if you're a team right on the edge and you think giving him money will win, look, teams have done stupider things, like the Titans firing Mike Vrabel. Chelsea, thank you for calling from Cali.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Dale is here from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Quickly, Dale.
Jay, they talk more about a lot of talk radio shows saying that Detroit choked. I think it was more nerves in the second half than anything else. And if he hadn't went for some of them dumb plays and kicked the field goal, that would have kept them with some. But yeah. It was just up their confidence if they had a kick
yeah.
The field goal.
Well, they lost by 3 points, and they decided to just kick away six or not even kick six. So.
Right. And one more point, J.R.
Quickly.
The Ravens, they should have changed their game plan. I know he missed some passes, but if the coach had made a better game plan for the Ravens, running James a little bit more, I think they would have had a better chance of winning because they went out the game.
Yeah, I think they got spooked by the boogeyman and Patrick Mahomes and thought that they needed to throw the rock. Hey, Dale, thank you for calling from Birmingham. Appreciate
it. Hey, thank you, Dale.
No doubt about it. Oh, my God. Hickey. We did it.
I'm shocked.
We
defy
got
the odds.
What was that? Every caller on the line who was waiting through the break, we got everybody on.
With a minute to spare, too.
Well, listen, they were good. I got to give them credit. I mean, I was waiting on somebody to just Hey, JR, how you doing, man? Well, we talked about this last week. Did you watch the game yesterday? I was waiting on somebody to do it, and nobody did it. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow, because that's what I do. They want me to come here and talk, and I do it. It's easy. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed tonight's show any minute, any second, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to Coach Herman Edwards for joining us. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.